They trap the monkeys and they eat them. The young monkeys are extremely palatable. I've cooked them myself.
And did anybody eat them when you cooked them?
Oh, yes, indeed. I invented for the natives several new recipes. But you see, what with eating the monkeys and what with protecting their crops from the monkeys, the Christian natives prosper exceedingly. And that creates friction between them and the others. There are also foreign agitators stirring up trouble.
Why don't you expel them?
They are citizens of a friendly neighbouring state which you have just recognised.
And the agitators, how do they agitate?
By convincing the heathen that the slaughter of monkeys has put a curse on them, which can only be removed by slaughtering the Christians. So instead of eating monkeys, they are eating Christians.
Who have eaten monkeys?
The native is not, I fear, very logical.
And have any of the English residents been murdered?
Yes, but they are not usually eaten. Now, I think I ought to tell you about someone you know. Or knew.
Edward, somebody must have walked over my grave. I'm feeling so chilly. Give me some gin. Not a cocktail. I'm freezing. In July.
Mr. Quill.
Hello, everybody.
When did you arrive?
I flew over from New York last night. And when I heard you were giving a party, I said to myself, I really must crash in. I'm only open for a week, you see. It does seem ages since I last saw any of you.
So you've just come from New York?
Yeah, from New York.
But give us your news of the world, Peter. We lead such a quiet life here in London.
You always did enjoy a leg pull, Julia. But you all know I'm working for Pan Am Eagle.
No. Tell us, what is Pan Am Eagle?
You must have been living a quiet life. Don't you go to the movies?
Occasionally.
Alex knows. It was he who introduced me to the great Bella.
And who is the great Bella?
Why, Bella's a girlie. He's my boss. I thought everyone knew his name.
Is he your connection in California, Alex?
Yes, we have sometimes obliged each other.
Well, it was Bella sent me over. We're making a film of English life and we want to use Boltwell, the most decayed noble mansion in England.
But what is your position, Peter? Have you become an expert on decaying houses?
Dear, no. I've written the script of this film, and Bella thought that as I'm English, I ought to know the best way to handle the Duke. And besides that, we've got the casting director. He's looking for some typical English faces, and I'll help him decide.
Peter, I've thought of a wonderful idea. I've always wanted to go to California. Couldn't you persuade your casting director to take us all over? We're all very typical.
No, I'm afraid...
Henry Harkett Riley.
Oh, I forgot I had another surprise for you. I want you to meet Sir Henry Harkett Riley.
Oh, we're delighted to see him, but we have met before.
May I introduce Mr. Peter Quill? Sir Henry Harkett Riley.
Hello.
Oh, I forgot. I rather assumed that you knew each other. I don't know why I should. Mr. Alex McCauley Gibbs.
Indeed, yes. We have met on several commissions.
We've been having such an interesting conversation. Peter's just over from California, where he's something very important in film. He's making a film of English life, and he's going to find parts for all of us.
I'm afraid I can't find parts for anybody in this film. It's not my business. But there is someone I wanted to ask about who did really want to get into films. Celia Coppleston. And now I could help her. Can you tell me where she is? I couldn't find her in the telephone directory.
Not in the directory. Or in any directory. You can tell them now, Alex.
What does Julia mean?
I was about to speak of her when you came in, Peter. I'm afraid you can't have Celia.
Oh? Is she married?
Not married. But dead.
Celia?
Dead. Celia dead.
You'd better tell them, Alex, the news that you bring back from Kinkanja.
Kinkanja? What was Celia doing in Kinkanja? We heard that she'd joined some nursing order.
She had joined an order. She was directed to Kinkanja, where there are various endemic diseases, besides, of course, those brought by Europeans. It seems that there were three sisters at this station in a Christian village.
Go on.
When an insurrection broke out, Celia Coppleston was taken. When our people got there, they questioned the villagers, those who survived, and then they found her body. Or at least they found the traces of it. But before that, it was difficult to tell. But from what we know of local practices, it would seem that she must have been crucified very near an anthill.
Oh,
but Celia, of all people... Oh, Edward, I'm so sorry. What a feeble thing to say, but you know what I mean.
And you know what I'm thinking.
I don't understand at all.